This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And we have Ed on the board today. How you doing, Ed?
Oh, good looking Friday out there.
It's really nice out today, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the one where you gloat about the people up north.
Yeah.
Nanny, nanny, poo-poo.
Step outside and take a mental snapshot.
Yeah, exactly. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Not so much your best friend anymore. You got a new one.
Mm. Oh, new one? Oh, so I happen to have, where is he?
Over there.
Nice. I have my little puppy in the studio today, Charlie. I just got him the day before yesterday. And he'll be 3 months old next week. And he's just absolutely fabulous. I think he might have his own YouTube channel before you know it, everybody.
Oh,
so
I'm sure.
You'll be hearing from Charlie.
Oh, we got a camera in there so you can do show and tell.
Yeah, exactly.
When we can catch him.
Yeah. And in the studio also today, we have my stepmother, Heidi McCauley, and my cousin Joy. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
We're so welcome that you're here today.
Thank you.
Because everybody's in town for the big baby shower coming up.
We're from New York.
Yes, they're from New York. From Manhattan and Staten Island. Two of the coolest places
around. Couldn't be more New York-y.
And with us, we have Dr. David Schumann. Hi, Doc.
Hello, everybody.
How are you today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. We see each other on a regular basis. Because I go to Alexander Spine at least once a week, if not twice. And Dr. Schumann is the one who saved my life when I broke my wrist, when I couldn't hardly ever move it, and now it's like perfect. But we're gonna talk to you about some new stuff that's going on there in a few minutes.
Awesome.
The first thing I wanna do is give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jeff in Largo, we have Karen in Seminole, and we have Janine in New York City.
Welcome.
And like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us on AMFM, YouTube, Facebook, or wherever you can find us. Our mission is to help the caregivers, to help you find resources, to let you know that you're not alone. I want to remind you that I know that your caregiving experience is not easy. It's a tough thing. Most of the time we take care of people that we truly, truly love. And so there's a lot of heartache in this also. But on this weekend, I just want you to take some time to spend some time with your loved one, not worrying about are they pooping, are they peeing, are they eating, or whatever. Just spend some time with them. Maybe play a board game, maybe look at some photo albums. It's really important because, you know, the holidays die down and then we forget. And we forget to go visit our aunt or their cousin or the next door neighbor. Sometimes the next door neighbor. So keep that holiday spirit going on all year round. And like I say, when you go to the supermarket and there's a BOGO, get one for your caregiver neighbor. They'll surely appreciate it. So, Doc, you got some new stuff going on there. So, you do chiropractic there at Alexander Spine and physical therapy. You're the physical therapist.
Yep.
And Dr. Sloan is the most fabulous chiropractor. He's just a great guy. But now, we want to talk about laser lipo.
Yes, yes. It's something we've been doing since May of last year. So, we brought this in as a way to help some of our patients lose weight. We've also been using it more as a pain relief option as well for some of our existing chiro and PT patients, right? So, you know, it's different applications for this type of therapy. It really depends on what you're looking for. So, you know, the weight loss part of it is pretty incredible because you know how hard it could be sometimes to lose
weight. It's hard. That's really hard to lose weight.
So for people that are just looking for an edge, a little bit of help, it really does help get that process going by forcing the fat cells to empty and get rid of some of that fat that it's storing.
Yeah, it's so weird because I'm there every week, so I'm seeing people come in, and I'm watching them every week. Ooh, look at her, you know.
Oh, yeah, today we actually had a rescan, and so somebody who started with us at, you know, middle of December, she's down 23 pounds. So.
Wow. And you know, and you always feel so much better, and you're so much healthier, and like you're saying, pain.
Oh, she's so happy, and she feels better, and it's not just about the weight, right? It's, you feel healthier, more energetic, like you can do more, and it's just, you can see it on their face. I mean, it's
And see, when you start to lose weight, and when you start to feel better about yourself, well, then you're going to exercise a little bit more.
It opens doors.
You know, then you might start, maybe not eating perfect, but you're going to eat a little better than you used to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is a lifestyle change.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know myself, even if I'm like 10 pounds overweight, I feel like a slug.
You don't feel good,
and it's not good. But explain, what is the process before I cut you off?
Yeah, sure. So most people that commit to a program like that... Hi, Charlie.
He never barked before.
It's a good job.
He wants some attention.
Yes.
So most people that commit to a program with us, it's usually for about 10 weeks. And again, these are mostly people that need to lose, 30 or more pounds.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're looking to tone or trim and do something, there's other options. But if you need to lose a significant amount of weight, which, in my opinion, would be about 30 or more, then you're looking to commit for at least 10 weeks. And so, most of these people are coming in once a week for red light therapy. And
what is red light therapy?
So we have a bed that you lay in. It kind of looks like a tanning bed.
Okay. Right?
But there's no UV lights. It's all red and infrared light. Right. So we have learned and found that this specific wavelength of light really does stimulate the fat cells to empty and help drive that process forward to get you slimming down and losing weight. And you want to pair that with a few other things, right? Especially when you need to lose a significant amount of weight.
Right.
Right. So we're pretty much helping, guiding, doing whatever we need to do to help people get through that phase.
And so do they get X amount of calories a day? Do you give them a specific diet? Or?
It's a range that we recommend. Yeah, so you try to, so there's a few different ways to lose weight. You can do a total caloric deficit where you're just consuming less calories than your body needs, right? The other way would be to try to get yourself into some type of ketosis. Keto has been a pretty popular diet the last couple of years, but there's different forms of that. You don't have to stay with just traditional keto. You can just try to keep your carb count low.
Yeah, you don't have to cut it out totally.
Yeah, so keep it down and try to keep your body into that fat metabolism mode, right? And the last method that I think is helpful would be some type of intermittent fasting. It's where you're trying to increase the amount of time that you're not eating and try to have a smaller eating window. If you can do those three things with the red light, the results are incredible. I mean, you can lose about 40 pounds in about 2 months.
So explain to me about the intermittent fasting. So yeah. I get up in the morning, show me what my day looks like.
So most people do really well trying to eat lunch and dinner, trying to push that breakfast meal back. You really want to try to get your eating window down to at least 8 hours. 6 is better, but it's harder. So let's say you were able to push back your first meal until 11 o'clock. Then you would be able to eat between 11 and 7 p.m., 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then you'd be fasting from 7 p.m. until the next day at 11 a.m. So it would be a 16-hour, 8-hour intermittent fasting example. So most people, if you can eat 2 meals in that eating window, and then you have some water-based vegetables for snacks if you're hungry, and try to do that. Just making that change alone, you'll lose weight.
And do they have to drink a certain amount of water or anything?
Yeah, so water intake is super important.
Always
it is, but even more important with red light therapy, because you don't want your body to reabsorb fat, and you want to really help flush and drive everything out of your body. And the water does help that. So we always recommend that you at least consume half your body weight in ounces. You have someone that weighs 200 pounds, that's 100 ounces of water. It's a lot of water. It's actually tough to do, but you really want to try to stay at that level.
Easier in Florida,
when
it's hot, don't you feel like
water?
Yeah,
drink more water.
Yeah.
So there's not really an exercise component to it.
There is no
exercise.
Which
I think is really interesting, because I'm sure there's going to be some people that want to lose weight, but they're not exercising.
The truth is that you do not have to exercise to lose weight. That's actually the smallest component of weight loss. It's about 15%. Most of it is controlling what you're eating.
But it's good to do.
Of course it is.
Oh, yes. But you want to exercise to be healthy.
Lots of reasons. Not just to burn calories, right? So I will say exercising does allow you to have a little bit more wiggle room with your eating.
Right.
Like, especially if you're going for the caloric deficit angle. So let's say your body needs 1,200 calories to function.
Yeah.
But you burn 300 exercising. Well, now you can eat up to 1,500. Because you burn 300.
Oh, yeah. So I look at my Fitbit at the end of the day, and it says if it said I burned 1,200 calories, I have some wine.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So you create a little bit of wiggle room. So you don't feel so bad about drinking that wine, because you've burned some calories that day, and it's helping to offset anything extra that you consume that would normally be stored as fat. right?
Right.
So, you know, and you know, we're talking in a simple way. Your body's a little more complicated than that, but
yeah.
But you can dumb it down to math at the end of the day. And if you're eating more calories than your body needs, well, guess what? Your body's going to take that and convert it to fat and store it, and you're going to gain weight. And
that's what Joan Rivers used to do, cut off her eating at 5 at night.
Yep. So just increase it, because you can't eat when you sleep.
See, for me, it's
yeah, that's what you want to eat.
No, I eat 6 meals a day, a smaller one.
Then that's a different approach. Yeah. Yeah, but if you were to add up all the calories, you're probably still within your
Eating at different times.
Yeah. Yes.
Having smaller meals, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we just know that when you're fasting, especially when you're pairing that with a low-carb diet and red light therapy, that you're going to be able to maximize all three components of the weight loss and really, again, increase the rate. And for some people, it's about, you know, how fast can I lose it?
Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about the fastest way possible naturally,
right?
Without doing anything invasive, right? So, so, you know, 30 to 40 pounds in 2 months is about as fast as it can go.
Yeah.
Is there any age limit on this?
No age limit. There's no contraindications. There's no age limit. It's safe and effective for everybody. And that's the best part about it. Now, of course, the rate might vary. Right, someone that's in their 70s might lose weight a little bit slower.
But I'm also thinking of somebody that may have an overweight child.
Yeah,
that needs to make a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
And it would be wonderful if they could do it now while the person is a child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, if you're younger, your body works more efficiently, so you actually will lose weight faster if you do the right things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's harder to control eating of like young adults, young people, teenagers.
Yeah.
But you know, if you have control over that and you can really guide that process, then it comes down to a simple math equation. I know it sounds silly, but you know, if you have the willpower to control your eating, then anybody can lose weight.
Yeah.
See, I like the idea that you can, because I can't eat before 11 o'clock. Yeah. And my mother, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And you had to sit down and gag through it.
You know, some people aren't morning people. You know, morning eaters.
Yeah,
you are
when
you're up at 4 in the morning.
I don't need a lot in the morning.
No.
Yeah.
You don't need a lot anymore.
Okay, next question. Cost.
Cost.
You know, that's what everybody's wondering.
Of course.
Insurance doesn't cover.
Insurance does not cover. It's unfortunate, right?
So it is.
It is a cash deal, right?
Okay.
So there's lots of different options, so it's hard to say, to put like a specific cost on. I'll say that it can range anywhere from around 500 to about 3,000, depending on what you're looking to do.
And how much weight you have to
lose. So it really depends. So like a big meal plan where we're giving you shakes and we're giving you exactly what to eat, supplements. Those plans are, and as well as light, those plans are going to be on upwards of, you know, 2,000 to 3,000. But there are a lot of other options that are a lot less expensive. As long as you listen and you learn, and you can do what works. Well, again, we're trying to educate everybody about, you know, how to eat. If you can do that, then you don't need us to give you those things.
Yeah,
right? Exactly.
So you can just do the light stuff. So.
It's affordable.
It can be. So we even have the cleanses, you know, where you can lose 7 to 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
I've never done one of those.
A few hundred dollars. It's not too, it's so expensive. So
what's it? Explain to me about a cleanse.
Yeah.
I've never really understood.
Oh, so you know, you're using a proper cleanse. And again, there's lots of products out there. I mean, we're talking about a real detox kit, right, where it's going to help get rid of all the bad stuff in your body, like.
Which you should just do for your health, if not for anything else.
I recommend you do it twice a year, least once a year.
Okay.
Right?
So, never done it.
You know,
I'd like to try.
You're going to detoxify the liver. You're going to really get all those toxins out of your body and for good. Get them out for good. Right. So part of that is doing, the first 2 days you're supposed to do a water cleanse where you're not eating food for 2 days. It's again, you're forcing your body to get rid of everything that's in that's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then you pair that with natural supplements, and then you start eating controlled, in a controlled way, healthy options. That really helps to drive that cleansing process. Things that are natural antioxidants, things that we know are going to help cleanse your body, and it's like a purge.
Yeah.
Right. You're starting over. Right. You're starting.
I think
over.
I want to try that.
It's a wonderful thing.
I think it would be a good thing. Is wine on that list?
Wine is not on that list, Lynn. Sorry.
Well, I was just asking for Linda.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there's the small one is 7 days, which, again, I think that's still...
I think I could do 7 days.
Yeah, so especially if we both did it.
Yeah.
Because we can
both be miserable together.
Yeah, it would be funny to watch that one.
Yes, Wendy.
Joe, we better do it from after the show till the next week. Yeah. We'll be on here fighting.
But then you can reflect on how you did, right? So and you'll definitely lose weight if that was something that you're interested in. But it's not really about that. It's more about, you know, cleansing your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to lose weight.
But you realize there are a lot of things in your body that shouldn't be
that
there.
That you don't need.
Yeah.
That you don't want.
So,
because I just feel lately I feel sluggish, tired-ish kind of. So I thought maybe I need to like clean the garage out and see, you know, what's there. And I got to say one thing. We did say you don't have to exercise. You do have to exercise.
You should.
My theory is if you rest, you rust. Mm-hmm. And you need to move to lube.
And it can just be a little walk.
It doesn't have to be much. Yeah.
No. 100%. As long as you're moving. I started walking again after 4 years. It's tough.
Yeah, you know, once you get used to it, it's simple.
Yeah,
I used to walk forever. Now it's like, are the 20 minutes up yet?
Yeah.
At 20 minutes. It hurts the bottom of my calf, so I don't know why. I even put sneakers on. I bought sneakers.
Might need some insoles.
Yeah.
Well, I usually walk in flip-flops.
That's part of the problem.
But then I got sneakers, like good sneakers, and still hurt. So maybe I'm just not meant to exercise.
Oh, please.
Well, you should stop in the office and scan your feet.
They have a foot scanner there.
Oh.
Yeah, see how those arches are doing.
Yeah. Oh, arches aren't great because I'm always barefoot or in flip-flops. I hate shoes.
So how do good arches make a difference?
So if your arch, so basically your ligaments in your feet that are supposed to hold your foot in a certain position, right? But those ligaments get weak over time. So yeah, your foot starts to flatten out. And some people, like if you look at your foot when you're like across your leg, it looks great, right?
Yeah, it does.
But once you load some weight on there, it flattens out, right? So as your foot flattens, we call that pronation. So as your foot pronates, there are things that change your ankle, knee, hip, and back, and it can cause a lot of discomfort, right? So your body's meant to move in a certain plane, so as you pronate those feet, it changes that, and it changes the kinematics of the joints.
I thought it was just because I hadn't walked in a long time, no?
Well, sometimes that could be the case, but as you start to get in the habit, if it's not improving...
If it doesn't improve.
Yeah.
Because you know how hilly it is in Florida. Those hills are killing me. I'm taking the flatter routes now.
The flatter routes. Yeah. So, while we have you on the show for a little longer, can we please talk about the importance of physical therapy?
Of course, yes.
Because when I broke my wrist that time, right, and I had that cast on for a while...
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the doctor and he took the cast off and I said, do I need the physical therapy? And he said, no, just go home and like move your wrists around.
I had to insist that
I want physical therapy.
You had to become your own advocate at that point, right? There's lots of scenarios where I think it's a must. And whenever you're immobilized like you were, you're going to have muscle atrophy, right? So the muscle is going to waste away and you're going to be weak, right? And what's most of the time what happens is that it either creates an imbalance across the joint, right? Because sometimes it's just one side that gets weak, or that weakness doesn't improve and you start overusing muscles around the joint, right? Muscles that can help but shouldn't, and then you accommodate and you stick with that and eventually it leads to a problem, right? So yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, if you have surgery or you're in a boot or a cast, you really should be doing some type of rehab after. And again, this is something that is covered by insurance, right? So use your insurance benefit.
And be your own advocate.
Yeah, get that help. And I don't know any doctor. I do know doctors that will say that you don't have to, but if you say, hey, I really think this is going to help, can I have a prescription? They're not going to say no.
Right.
So you can get that referral and get the help that you need.
Well, I think too, and I hate to say it, some people are like, oh, I don't want to do physical therapy. It's going to hurt.
You know,
what is going to happen if you don't do it?
Yeah, I mean, there are, of course, there's a couple of diagnoses that can be uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
But I would say 9 out of 10, you're not in pain when you're in our office. And
no, I was never in any pain.
It's more about education, understanding, because the things that I teach, they don't stop when you stop coming, right?
Right.
So we're also teaching you things that are going to be worthwhile doing forever. And you know, part of that is going to be posture. Like if you're coming to us for neck pain or lower back pain, we're going to be talking about posture. We're talking about what muscles should you be using all the time? So what muscles are going to help keep you in the right position? Because I'm not sure if you've looked around, but these younger generations are very, very forward, right? Yeah. They have forward head postures.
Because they're always like this.
They're on the cell phones all the time. So, you know, there's a price to pay for that behavior. So if you're not offsetting it with the proper strengthening exercises, then, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down the road, you're going to have some trouble.
Right? Yeah. What's the last thing you want our listeners to hear today, Dr. Schumann, and where can they find you?
Sure. So we are in Seminole, on the corner of Park and Seminole Boulevard. Right? Address is 10720 Park Boulevard.
Across from TJ Maxx in Burlington.
That's right. Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, that's right. So our weight loss counterpart is Pinellas Laser Lipo. So you can check us out on PinellasLaserLipo.com. You can learn about how red light therapy works on there. And, of course, if you ever want to talk about it, you can just come
in. Yeah, they can just come in and have a consultation.
You also can email me questions. So you can email us at info@PinellasLaserLipo.com. That comes right to me. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you guys might have about red light therapy, even if you don't live here, right? So you might be able to find something that's close to you.
Yeah, but you got a little education about it.
Exactly. So if you're looking just for a little bit of extra info, or you just want to dive a little deeper into how that works, just reach out, let me know. Or any of the other things that we talked about, like the intermittent fasting, right? Or trying to keep your carb count low to try to get your body into ketosis. Those are all very good methods of losing weight. And of course, for the chiropractic and PT stuff, our website is alexanderspinecenter.com. Love to hear from you. And if you guys need help, we're there for you.
Yeah, and remember, your body's your most important thing. Some people pay better care of their car than their computer than they do their own body.
Very true.
So it's really important. Yeah. So thanks so much for being with us today.
You
know how much I appreciate you. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
And we are back. I am so grateful for Dr. Schumann and Alexander Spine. Like I say, I go to the chiropractor at least once a week. He's right here. Joy, don't worry. At least once a week, because I do a lot with my body. I'm a busy person, and I want to keep it in top-notch shape, so I'm good. But right now we have Georgia Smith on the line, right, Ed? Hi, Georgia. Yes.
Hi, I'm here.
How are you today?
I couldn't be better. Thank you so much for having us again.
I'm so glad that you're here. I love what Neighborly Care Services does, and I just think enough people don't know about it, and that's why I want to have this conversation. So you've been working with seniors for years, right?
I have been, yes. I worked for a neurologist who had quite a few within the practice, and then I worked for two different assisted living facilities, and then I found Neighborly. So I found my niche. I love it. I blend everything I've done in the past into one very, very special thing.
Yeah. So explain to our listeners what Neighborly is, because, like I said, a lot of people don't know.
Sure. Neighborly actually is a program for seniors 60 or older that was created back in the 60s by the Older Americans Act. And they specifically wanted to enhance the quality of life of seniors to keep them in the home as long as possible.
Yeah.
So just put everything in a larger framework. In Pinellas County alone, there are 280,000 residents who are 60 or older. 83,000 are adults who live alone.
83,000.
83,000.
Live alone.
These are last year, yeah. But the saddest one is 39,000 or more are living at or below the poverty level, yeah. And they face the threat of hunger. So that's one of the main things that Neighborly tries to help throughout the county. And we do so in several different ways. First, our adult daycare centers, of which we have three.
Before we go a little further about that, you have three. Can you explain to our listeners what an adult daycare is?
Oh, sure. It's a place where your loved one can be taken, again, 60 or older. And if the primary care doctor says that it's appropriate for a group setting, and we pick them up at home and we give them breakfast and lunch, medication if needed while they're with us. The program runs until 3 o'clock. There are nurses and volunteers there, so they are socialized. And then we bring them back home again about 3:30.
What?
It's not only a senior socialized, but it really helps the caregiver.
Yeah, it really helps the caregiver. And especially the fact that you're picking them up and doing the transportation, that's a big deal.
That's huge. Yeah, that's huge. So, statistically speaking, the caregivers tend to pass first. They're just giving their all to whom they love. They're doing it, you know, out of their heart. They don't realize that they really need to care for themselves.
Yeah.
So this is a beautiful way for them to enjoy a little respite time. And they can come 5 days a week if they like. One of the most beautiful things about our program is that there is no contract involved.
Okay.
So if you wanted to bring your loved one just on a Monday, you can. Or if you wanted to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That is actually the only program that we have. There is a small fee to, and that is $11 an hour. However, if the person has long-term care insurance, mm-hmm. it will cover that amount.
Okay.
So one of the things that is extremely important for anybody caring for an elder loved one is to find out in perhaps their benefit package when they retired, if they were given a long-term care package.
Right.
That's going to be critical.
Which is not too often anymore, unfortunately.
But people our age, people. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps.
All right,
and a lot of people have been retired 15, 20 years, so it's going to take a lot of searching, but if they contact their accountant, maybe,
mm-hmm.
They can do the papers, yeah, and utilize that service that they deserve.
Okay, so we start with adult daycare. Let's go from there.
Okay, just two other adult daycares that I wanted to speak about. One is in Sunny, it's called Sunny, and it's in Palm Harbor. The other is in Largo, right at the Largo Seminole Line. And then our third one is South St. Pete. So we have them.
You got it covered.
We do. And we pick up within a 10-mile radius.
Wow.
So if there's a family wondering, you know, can I get my loved one there? We'd be more than happy to find out for you and see logistically where they live and which one we can get them to.
Okay. So we're there on adult daycare. What other services do you provide?
Well, Neighborly is huge on nutrition, and that's one of the main things that we were created to do. So a lot of people know us as Meals on Wheels. It's a fabulous program. Again, we service 2,600 meals a day.
Wow. 2,600 a day.
A day. The number is growing. The need is huge. We have people on a wait list trying to get on. We do need volunteers to deliver meals, not so much in the north and central county, but definitely in the south county, Largo, Seminole, and St. Pete. So if anybody has it in their heart to become a volunteer, if you could just help out one or 2 days a week, it would only take 2 hours.
My husband used to do that. My husband used to pack the coolers.
Yes, we need volunteers to do a lot. We also need them to deliver to the senior. 9 times out of 10, it's the only human being they see in a 24-hour. So that's, it's huge to have somebody to interact with.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I remember years ago when I lived in New York, I used to make dinner for an elderly man one night a week through some church program. And when I would go there, though, he didn't really care about the food. He just wanted to see somebody.
Wanted to talk. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a good time for us to gauge what's going on when we drop off, if there's something that needs to be told to someone, like maybe there's hoarding going by or maybe they're not looking too well. So it's a good gauge on how that person is doing. So,
yeah. Or if there's any safety issues or anything.
Absolutely, yeah. So nutrition is one of the number one things that Neighborly cares very much about. So on another program, we have something called Senior Cafe. Senior Cafe is for maybe another higher level of the senior, 60 and older. Again, we pick them up at home. We bring them to, sometimes it's a church or a common area with others their age, and we offer them lunch, and they play games, and then we take them back home again. And so we are able to socialize them from about 10:30 until about 1 o'clock.
That's wonderful.
And they love. Yeah. I was just at the Meals on Wheels Distribution Center yesterday that's on Klosterman, because we have 11 different sites throughout the county, but the one on Klosterman, they were playing cornhole. I've never heard. They were having the best time of their life. I was really trying to talk to one of the staff members there, but she was way too busy, and they were way too involved. So we're really trying to get the word out. If you were on one of our shopping trips, which is another thing that through transportation that Neighborly offers, we will pick up 8 people or more on one common area. So it could be a 55-plus community or it could be a church. Mm-hmm. And we will take you to a shopping area, or if you wanted to go to the movies, or if you wanted to go to a restaurant. And that is also all on a complimentary basis.
I didn't know about that at all.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is get that group of people on that level to also attend our senior cafes. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
If you're well enough and you really want to socialize and you're getting on our bus and you're going all over dining and shopping, you should also chime in so that you can go to our senior cafe program.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, if you're having a little bit of a struggle getting to that 8 minimum number that we would need to pick you up,
yes,
you can blend in with another community.
Oh,
now,
wow.
There's 3 55-plus communities that I have been suggesting that to in Tarpon, because they have people that are interested. They just can't seem to get to that number 8.
Right.
So if everybody has 2 or 3 and you blend together, we can make it happen.
And then they make new friends, too.
Do you think you'd have trouble?
What?
Finding 8 friends?
No.
Linda would need a bus, please.
No. But I do believe that socialization is just as important as medication, if not more at certain times.
I think more.
Yeah. I think more, too. It keeps you happy. It really does. So now that everybody's getting about, we're just trying to boost those numbers. Going back to the nutrition, though, we do nutrition counseling, and a lot of people don't realize. So if you're just concerned about your parents or your spouse, you can call Neighborly, and we would be more than happy to have one of our nutrition counselors speak with them and guide them as to what they should be eating, what you can introduce to them. Unfortunately, dementia is tied with nutrition.
Yeah.
So as they get older, what they want are carbs and sweets, and that feeds into the dementia, and they sink even further in it. So what we try to do is talk to people about how to keep a more stable and intelligent way of eating. And that's what our Meals on Wheels do. And that's what the Senior Cafe does.
But and when you deliver Meals on Wheels, is it just a meal, or do you deliver like orange juice and milk and eggs and stuff like that? What is it exactly?
It's a full, complete, nutritionally sound meal.
Okay.
And what people don't understand is that we give them so much, a lot of the elderly can't eat it all.
They don't eat a lot, right?
So, yeah. So they might have some for lunch, and then they will have enough for dinner. Or they might have some for lunch today, and they'll have some for tomorrow. Because if you sign up for the program, you don't have to get it every day. We have people that'll get it maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, what people don't realize is that we will give them a salad or something that's frozen to keep their nutrition on the level it should be going over a Saturday and a Sunday or a long holiday weekend.
Oh, like we wonderful.
Two of them. Yeah, so we keep it constant.
Yeah, because we don't realize how much help people do need.
No, I live in a over 55 park, and really it's a beautiful one. We have a golf course and other things, and I was told that so many of the people don't have the food. They can't even eat because, you know, they're paying their little bit of rent, and that's
their taxes and whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and a lot of times they can't get out, or they don't want to go get out. They're afraid to drive.
Exactly,
And a lot of times they can't stand to eat. A lot of times they don't have the dexterity in their fingers anymore, so they just simply can't prepare food.
Right.
So there's a lot of different reasons why they're just not in getting the nutrition that they need. So that's where Neighborly comes in, and I speak to a lot of different people. I am more than happy to speak to any church group. I've had the pleasure of speaking at a few of them, their caregivers group.
Yeah.
To let them know what Neighborly has and what we can offer them, and everybody is amazed. They had no idea what we do, which is sad.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's what we're trying to do, get this word out there. You know, it's funny, I did a live support group the other day at Arden Courts, and
I said, yes, we love Arden
Courts. Yes,
They're
we love Arden Courts. And there was a woman there, and the only thing I told her was resources. I told her about Neighborly. I told her about something else. I did. That's what she needed. And she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Oh, I can't believe this is available. I can't believe that is available. Because if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. You don't know what you don't know. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize it until they need it.
Right.
And then they're in a panic and they're not thinking straight. Or perhaps their family isn't here. You know, maybe mom and dad moved down here and retired, and the kids are still up in New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and they're not aware of what's going on here. I have that in my own backyard. I have a neighbor two doors down, you know, who had a medical problem suddenly. Thank God she had family that came in from Pennsylvania to help her. So I've been telling him of everything that is available to her and how we can help, especially Neighborly. I mean, I'm trying to get Meals on Wheels to her.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing in the whole world because she has not been eating correctly or eating.
Yeah.
No hunger. A lot of times they just don't have hunger and they don't realize it.
They just really want sweets a lot of the time, eh?
Well, first of all, that's your last taste to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah, truly, yes. My dad suffered from dementia, and all he wanted were sweets and carbs. And my mother was making full meals, and he just didn't want it. He wanted a bear claw from Albertsons.
My husband was the Entenmann donut king.
Well, I have one girlfriend who cooks for her mom, and she'll make her like a little bit of pasta and a little bit of chicken, and then she sprinkles brown sugar on everything, and our mother eats it all.
Not a bad idea.
Sometimes you got to play a little game there.
It sounds horrid, but...
It sounds hard, but she's eating.
That's all that matters.
She's eating.
Yeah,
the bottom line is she's actually ingesting things that'll be good for her.
Exactly. So, Georgia, how can our listeners find you?
Well, they can go to neighborly.org.
Okay.
And everything that we have available is there. They can call our offices, and that's at 727-573-9444.
573-9444, okay.
Mm-hmm. I do need to mention that we are funded through the VA and also through AAA, and that's the Area Agency on Aging. So we work very closely, not only with them, but with the St. Pete Free Clinic, Dunedin Cares, and of course, Palm Lake Village, Crystal Lake Manor, Feeding Tampa Bay. There's many, many, many of them. And we just started an alignment with 368, if anybody has heard of that. It's a wonderful, wonderful project started by a Buenos 20s, Cameron, and his mother. And he decided that he wanted to start up a food truck and give food to whomever needs it. So they go and tour around the lower income, 55 plus.
How nice.
And Neighborly is always there wherever they happen to go.
Yeah, and so much we you know, we don't realize, like, once again, like I'm saying, that there are people that don't have enough food. You know, 2 weeks ago, right. I did a big event with the Largo Police Department at the Largo Community Center. Mm-hmm. We had a whole bunch of boxed lunches left over and bagels and donuts and whatever. And Officer Quattlebaum brought it to a community, you know, a mobile home park, yeah, where he knew that people don't have a lot of money. He said, and one man was walking by, and he said, "Do you have dinner tonight?" And the man said, "No." And he said, "You do now. Come down to the clubhouse." He said,
"And bring your friends."
"And bring your friends." He said, and all of a sudden, these people came out, and they were just so grateful. Just
absolutely
so grateful that someone thought about them and cared about them. George, I always say, I love the people we work with. I love the people we work with in this community, because we really all work really well together to try and make a difference.
We do.
And I think that's really important.
We sure do. And Officer Quattlebaum, kudos to him. He is magnificent.
Yes.
He just can't do enough. And he works with veterans on the street. Anybody who's indigent, he's just a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
kudos
he is.
To him.
Thank you so much for being with me today, my friend. I hope to see you again soon.
I'm sure we will. Thank you for the opportunity, Linda.
You're welcome, honey. Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is
anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today is the caregiver contest. Is there an emergency signal here?
Just keep talking.
Okay. Let's talk to you about the caregiver contest. I want you to go to lindaburhans.com and I want you to nominate a caregiver. It takes you 2 minutes to do it. And you don't know what a difference it makes in a caregiver's life. Every single person that is nominated receives a gift from me, you know, a journal or a book or something like that. And then in February, we will be picking a quarterly winner.
And that's soon.
Yep, and they'll get some Amazon gift cards and a facial and a massage and some respite care and some dinner coupons. Because we really appreciate what caregivers do, and not enough caregivers get acknowledged. They're always like, oh, how's your husband doing? Yeah, he's okay, but I'm miserable. I'm falling apart. Nobody asks about them. So please, just go there to lindaburhans.com. Also, I want to encourage you, I continue to do my gratitude and journaling groups. It's the second Monday of every month. You can find it on my website under events. Dr. Kate McCarty is doing virtual dementia support groups every Monday and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And different topics every week. And that you can actually bring your loved one to if you want to also. So all this information is on my website. Something else I want to talk to you about is Diapers for Dignity. There are some people that cannot afford incontinence supplies. And there are places where you can get it for free. And one of those places is the Disability Achievement Center. So you can call them at 727-539-7550. The program is called Diapers for Dignity. I just helped somebody get some diapers there from there, and they filled out a little paperwork, and now whenever they need, they can just stop by there and pick up more. I mean, they're very expensive.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, and I hate to see somebody not have them because they can't afford them.
So they won't go out?
Yeah. Yeah, they won't. Whatever. Also, the Disability Achievement Center has a medical equipment recycling program. So if you have medical equipment that you want to donate, please contact that. Somebody will come and pick it up from you. And that's at 727-539-7550. But also, if you need equipment, so they have power and manual wheelchairs, scooters, bedside commodes, shower benches, Hoyer lifts, chair lifts for stairs, walkers and portable ramps. So if you need any of this, don't have your loved one be immobile because you can't afford to get a certain kind of equipment that can help them. Know that it's out there. All is free to the community. So once again, that's the Disability Achievement Center, and the number is 727-539-7550. Once again, if you need any kind of resources about anything, I don't have all the answers, but I know people that do. So if you want, you can just email me at lindaburhans@aol.com, and I will find out whatever information you need. Because like I said earlier, we have this great resource of people here in Pinellas County that really work together. And not even that. Somebody called me the other day, and they were looking for a home health care company in Sarasota. So my friend Becky Moultrie knows the people that own the place in Sarasota. So it worked out really well. So please make sure you get help for your loved one and make sure you get help for yourselves. Tune in next week for another fabulous show. Fabulous as always. I'm very excited. We'll have the baby shower this Sunday because I'm going to be a great grandma.
And the puppy shower later.
Yeah, well, no, we're going to have a storm, I've been told, not a shower. So it all sounds good to me. So please, caregivers, take care of yourself. Reach out if you need anything. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and trouble and you need